Part 1. Resistance. March through May, 1771. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Romans 12, 18. 1. 4 years later. March, 1771. A. N. Ford, North Carolina. Robert Booth had never known his favorite county justice to burst in on a late-night regulator meeting at the A. N. Ford Baptist Meeting House. Other folks certainly had done just that. The sheriff, for one. But not Jeffrey Sheridan. The moment his old friend came through the door, Robert knew this was a warning. "Sheriff Kendall on his way?" he asked, stepping away from the men clustered in the back of the meeting house.
"Not only the sheriff."
Jeffrey Sheridan was in his middle 40s, only 10 years older than Robert, but tonight he looked 60.
"One of the governor's men is with him. A new man, Colonel Charles Drake. I don't know what you and your men are meeting about tonight, and I've no wish to know, but Drake is looking for trouble. If he looks here..."
"I allows he'll find it." Robert smiled grimly. "Thanks, Jeff. Now, you'd best be getting out while you can." A musket butt cracked against the door. Too late for anyone to run. Robert motioned Sheridan behind him an instant before the door crashed against the wall. Robert had dealt with the wrong side of the law before. He'd preached without a license for 15 years, and led regulators for nearly half that. And the last thing A.N. Ford needed was a new agent of Governor Tryon. The stranger behind the sheriff wore a sword that branded him as a military man. No older than Robert, tall and trim, coal-black hair and a flawless queue, and eyes that looked right through a man and out the other side.
"What's this about?" Robert said.
"There's a law against seditious meetings."
Ebony Kendall was a big man. Robert was solidly built, but the sheriff was easily 60 pounds heavier, made weightier by the knowledge of his own power and the musket he held at Robert's chest.
"I've seen my share of dissenter preachers calling for rebellion. Don't try to tell me this is just neighborly talk. It's the kind of thing the governor wants put an end to, which is what Colonel Drake and I are here to do."
"This being Colonel Drake, I gather." Robert nodded toward the stranger, who was examining the room. Simple plank benches, a few windows, a front door Kendall had forced open, and a second exit behind the unadorned pulpit. Drake pulled his attention from his perusal and wordlessly inclined his head. From the corner of his eye, Robert saw Saul McBraden move restlessly.
Lord help.
If Saul took a notion to knock the sheriff upside the head, 5.5 feet of musket would blow the pastor of the A.N. Ford Baptist from here to kingdom come. Robert wanted to go to heaven, but not that way.
"Put the gun down, sheriff," he said evenly. "I'll give you fair warning that you're on God's property and he's watching you. But beyond that, I'm not aiming to run and I'm not aiming to fight you."
Saul McBraden exploded.
"But preacher, they have no right to come on in through here unprovoked and..."
"I told you, there's a law,"
Kendall snapped.
"Not by our rights as Englishmen,"
Saul muttered. Robert eased in front of Saul before Drake could see the young man's clenched fists. Saul's hair was more blonde than red, but every now and then the red showed in his temper. If Saul got angry and the officials got angry, the lot of them would end up in jail. Which they would anyway if Sheriff Kendall and this Colonel Drake fellow found out they'd been meeting to discuss unjust taxes.
"If you're here to break this up, then break it up," Robert said. "There's no need for it to get out of hand."
Jeffrey Sheridan came forward a step.
"These are good men, Colonel."
"I'll be the judge of that." Drake's gaze rode over the small gathering of men, church members and otherwise, before again coming to rest on Robert. Drake said nothing more, but there was a challenge in his silence, a challenge Robert felt to the soles of his boots. Charles Drake was not finished with Robert Booth.
"Everyone get out!"
The sheriff gestured with his musket. The men looked at Robert. He nodded. One by one, the men filed out the front door. The governor's riot act made a felony of failure to leave the meeting within an hour of the sheriff's order. Sometimes a man had to pick his battles. Saul was last to go, looking as if he'd just as soon stay and fight it out with the law.